Warning, the following program is designed for casual wrestling fans and is meant purely for entertainment. If you're SAWFT, proceed at your own risk. Viewer discretion is advised. Brother, I'm going on a wild Hulk Hogan. If I like get some moment, I'll make sure it's an explosion. Cause lately I've been seeing stars, trying to kick out on this joke course. But it's no host bar, middle finger like I'm Stone Cold. What is up, everybody? We are back with another episode of the Slapping Me Wrestling Podcast. I am Weed Too Deep, and finally back. It feels like it's been forever. It's been before the Elimination Chamber. We finally got DJ Wavy D back on the show. We got a lot of wrestling to cover, so we'll go ahead and jump in to all of it. As always, like, share, subscribe, use the affiliate links in the description. Let's jump on in with our Let's Get Cooking. So this prompt, each one of us it's not like a draft or anything. We're just picking five. So pick five promotions. We're starting a promotion. We're signing five acts. And for the sake of this, an act can be a singles wrestler, a tag team, a faction, it doesn't matter. One from Raw, one from SmackDown, one from NXT, one from Evolve, and then one from AEW. Who are you picking? What's your roster look like? I'll let you start.
All right. So, from SmackDown, I'm taking the Street Profits minus B-Fab.
Yeah, I don't think she's... Is she part of it still?
Hope not. I was saying we me and you differ on B-Fab and her potential / skill level and all around
greatness,
valuableness, her overall value. But I'm taking the Street Profits from SmackDown. I feel like, you know, every promotion, you know, I'm kind of thinking, you know, I have my main star, my mid tier star, my tag team, my woman. So, you know, this is going to be my tag team, WWE's best tag team, two of the better talents on SmackDown. Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. I like that pick.
From Raw, I'm taking Judgment Day. Okay. And to be exact, I'm taking the Judgment Day team of Dom, Liv, and Raquel. So I'm leaving out Carlito, leaving out Finn Balor. I'm taking Dom, Liv, and Raquel. So far I got Street Profits, Dom, Liv, Raquel, NXT. There's a lot of talent in NXT I could take.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of talent. All right. But in my promotion, not only are we going to be wrestlers, okay, but we got to be able to talk and tell stories, okay?
Right.
So I can't really take a Stephanie Vec here. I can't take a Julia. You know what I'm saying? You know, as much as I like Sol Ruka, I'm not sold on her promo wise. I haven't heard enough of her promo wise. I've seen some of her, you know, segment work with what's her name, Zaria or whatever her name is. I like it, but the woman I'm taking from NXT, by the way, taking a woman, is Miss Jada Parker.
Okay.
Yeah, so I know we got Obafemi's and stuff like that. Well, guess what? I got the next best thing. From Evolve, I'm taking Keanu Carver.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it was between Keanu and Swipe Right. But I said, if I'm not going to take Obafemi, I got to take the next best thing, which is Keanu Carver. From AEW, of course, taking my boy MJF. Okay, he's going to be the face of the promotion. Okay. And for a bonus pick, I took a TNA wrestler because when I was making my list, for some reason I thought TNA was on here.
We can add TNA on here. That's fine. I'll think of one real quick.
Because the problem was, there's not too much TNA talent I actually want.
Right.
Like, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of Moose in the system. You know, they're also on the older side.
Right.
Nick Nemeth, you know, he can, you know, he's Nick Nemeth. Joe Hendry, I think he's more, I really think Joe Hendry's more of a flash in the pan. That kind of like, you know, a long flash, but a flash. I don't see putting a promotion on his back. He just seems too generic.
He's sort of like Jey Uso. I think once the flashiness and this, once it wears off, if he doesn't fix like get a new gimmick, then yeah. I think
Joe Hendry is more of a like a R-Truth. They're always gonna love him, but you're not. I don't trust putting a promotion on his back at this point.
Right, I feel you.
So the TNA star took, who, as much as I'm not a fan of this person, I can't deny the heat and the heat that this person is getting. They're also a good wrestler. I'm taking Tessa Blanchard.
Okay.
And y'all know I'm not a fan of Tessa Blanchard, but talent is talent. Money is money. Oh, it's also, I don't know if you saw TNA fire Gail Kim.
Yeah, I saw that. It's crazy. All right, so I like your picks. I do. So NXT, we'll start with my list. I'm going Oba Femi. I think this is the most obvious pick. He's big. He can tell stories. He can cut promos. He can wrestle. He's young. He's the guy I'm putting the belt on right away and running my my division. Let's go to Evolve. I was going to go Keanu Carver, but last second, I did switch to swipe right. Now, last week, they had Zeta Steel in the group. So I'm counting her as part of this little faction because it makes the most sense. She fits the gimmick. This gimmick is foolproof if they book it correctly. It generates instant heat to the IWC, and that's why I pick them. Brad Baylor is a future Hall of Famer. Same with Ricky Smokes. If they push him correctly. Excuse me. My SmackDown, I'm going to take a woman. I'm taking Bianca Belair. Though, I don't know. She's technically on the SmackDown roster, but from Raw, I'm taking Braun Breaker. That'll be sort of my big feud, Oba versus Braun, to start to start the promotion off with. From AEW, I wanted to go a woman talent, but I'm going probably a wild card name. I'm going Megan Bain. I call her a wild card because I'm not 100% sold on her, but I think in the right hands, she's a superstar. I think the easier pick would have been Mariah May, which, by the way, will be WWE bound by SummerSlam. If the rumors are correct. And then if we're adding in a TNA name, Tessa's probably the obvious pick. So I'm going to go out, think outside the box, trying to think, are there any dudes that I could add to this division? A fully healthy ABC is a really good team. Now that Chris Bay's back, he's walking, but he's a long way from actually wrestling again. But a healthy ABC is a great team, so I'm going to add them, and we'll throw them in here. And that's Ace Austin and Chris Bay. All right, so there's that. If y'all are watching, let us know who would you pick, who would be your six acts that you would pick. Let us know in the comment section or in the Discord. But let's just talk about the 3 weeks of wrestling that it's been since we've had you on here. I'll let you know, everyone's heard my opinions on the Friday shows, so I'll give you some time to what's your thoughts going into Mania so far after Elimination Chamber up till now.
So my overall feeling about WWE right now is that I'm not nervous for the card. I feel like the card is going to be a top-tier card. We're going to have top-tier matches. Like five of the matches already announced can steal the show, whether it's Cody, Cena, the Roman three-way, whatever we get out of the Raw women's title, whether it's Io, Rhea, and Bianca, Io versus Rhea, Io versus Bianca, Bianca versus Rhea. Apparently, next week we're getting Io Sky versus Rhea Ripley. Winner's going to face Bianca at WrestleMania. Bianca is currently the special guest referee. This has shenanigans written all over it.
And, 100%.
And we're still going to get our triple threat match.
Yeah.
I did like how Adam Pearce and them tried to do like, you know, do logistics on this and they make sense out of it, saying that just because Rhea screwed her name on it doesn't mean she's getting into the title match. She's getting her rematch clause. And, I mean, they teased the triple threat match right there during that segment. Literally, they gave you two minutes of great sequences that, you know, if you don't like that, you don't like women's wrestling. You don't like wrestling, period. You know, if you like that two minute sequences of in-ring maneuvers. John Cena and Cody, I feel like John Cena is just playing a character who's playing a heel.
Yeah.
It feels like it's meta. It feels like he's breaking fourth wall, trying to just be a heel instead of just like being a heel like everyone else. I don't know if I like it or hate it yet. I'm still on the fence about it just because like the crowd's reacting, but like they're overseas. So they are going to react, which is, I guess, a good thing that they're overseas is the crowd, you know, they have their good guys, their bad guys. They react like they're intended to react or supposed to react in a way. But you don't know if Cena's really going to have this heat when he comes back to the United States until it might be too late. The Rock, like, where you at? Let's go stop, you know, show up and help with the story. Because, you know, The Rock is ultimately the main heel in the story. So, and not, like, Cody's looking good right now, but I don't know if they're having Cena hold back. I feel like Cena's like, I feel like Cena should be saying stuff like he said to Roman, how I'm here because you can't do your job, and all that stuff. Even though Cody is doing his job, but I want to see that type of promo action from John Cena, not the fans don't deserve me or you guys, all this other stuff.
It feels like Cena's opponent is the fans. Like, he hasn't really made it personal against Cody Rhodes yet. I know a lot of people don't like JD from NY. I'm not the biggest fan of him. I think sometimes he overreacts. But I have listened to his live streams the last few weeks, and he made a good point yesterday that Cena's still sort of missing the story as to why he turned. Like, we get it's on the fans, but why side with The Rock? I'm sure there's an easier way to win 17 than to sell out and turn on the fans and everyone. So I just think from like a storyline perspective, week one promo we get, you know, it's because of the fans that I turned heel and y'all don't deserve me, but I need you to connect the dots as to why you turned on Cody, why you sided with The Rock, all of this other fan stuff. That's cool. That's fine for 1 or 2 weeks, but I need it on a deeper level for the match. Like, why should I care that you're fighting Cody? Because I don't know about you. Like, the spinner belt didn't piss me off as much as I guess everyone else did. I don't remember ever really people hating on it until recently. I mean, I like the spinner belt, but maybe that's just me.
We were also kids when it came out, so we liked it.
Yeah, true. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I mean, I like the spinner, but I had no problem with it.
Yeah. Any other thoughts? You know, the Tiffany Stratton's match. Anything on them? Jay and Gunther.
Currently, Tiffany and Charlotte are in my rearview mirror, kind of. Mm-hmm. Not my rearview, but I'm not really. They just got to show me in the ring at this point. I don't really care too much for their story. I feel like they're missing all the notes as far as like promos and story and who's winning what matches. B-Fab winning, I mean, I don't really think B-Fab needed to win that match, but you could have still had Tiffany like attack her post-match or something. I forget if she did or not. It's just been so forgettable. They're not hitting the right beats when it comes to Tiffany versus Charlotte. So at this point, just give me the match. And we'll go from there. Let's just get past it. Mm-hmm. Jay and Gunther, I'm still on board with the Jay wave. I thought it was clever how the botch was actually planned.
Yeah, they fixed my enthusiasm last night for it with turning it into a story. Now there's something to connect outside of just Jay being yeet. There's okay, now Gunther's in his head. This is how Jay can, you know, even if it's to a point to where even during the WrestleMania match itself, Jay does a planned botch and he has to overcome it. I think that can be the sort of circle moment that brings the whole story around. So I'm back on board with it. I'm happy with it.
Is man Jimmy did a good job? I'm ready for Jimmy versus Gunther next week. That's a good match.
It should be a good match, but I still think Gunther needs to beat the shit out of Jimmy. And he needs to make it personal.
He smacked the fudge out of him.
Yeah. Jimmy smacked the shit out of him.
He's getting a receipt. He's getting a receipt.
Big time.
I'm loving the... this new guy who debuted, Grande Americano.
Yeah,
I'm loving him. I remember when I was a kid, I went to a local indie show.
Yeah,
and I saw him when I was younger.
And I heard it was a great match.
It was a great match. He was facing a local talent. I forget the other guy's name, but you know they put on like a 25-minute banger, And you know, I try to keep up with him throughout the years, but like he just kind of like disappeared and shit. I'm not sure what happened. I don't know if he had like personal issues or demons or family. Maybe he wrestled under a different mask for a while. I don't know. But like time wise, people are trying to say that he's Chad Gable, but like time wise, when I saw Americano when I was a kid, Chad Gable would have been like in middle school, high school.
Right,
he'll probably be like a junior in high school, and like Americano was definitely like in his late 20s, early 30s when I saw him at first. So it's good to see that he's still young and he's still spry and moving well. When I saw him as a kid, I love that they, you know, some people in IWC were soft or whatever and got upset, but I like that he was from the Gulf of America. I feel like that was funny. Right. That was a good bit.
Right. It's a comedy gimmick. Like, I'll rant on this a little bit more because we are playing around here with the whole, you know, it's not Chad Gable thing.
I really don't think it is Chad Gable, though.
I don't either. I don't think it's Chad Gable.
I think Chad's doing the wrestling, but right, I think
for
but
now.
I think legit when they unmask him, it's not going to be Chad Gable.
Right, 100%.
Also, like, I mean, I know they kind of, I don't know if they skipped a beat or two, but the first night they were there, they showed Chad being interviewed and the guy in the mask was being escorted by security right behind them.
Right.
So, I mean, I think they did that out of order because then they did the doctor's note and then Chad wasn't there and the guy wrestled. I feel like maybe it kind of should have been switched a little bit. Because they showed both people on screen at the same time.
Kinda like what happens. But at the end of the day, everyone who is complaining about this gimmick, saying, "Oh, this is disrespectful," there's a lot more luchadors. I could be, guys, it's a heel gimmick. It's a comedy gimmick. Let's not take it too seriously. It is what it is. Right. It's Mr. America Hogan all over again. Like, I don't have a big issue with it. People are in the IWC don't like having fun, apparently, because this is fun. It's one of the funner things on the build. And I would love to see Mr. Americano in a WrestleMania match.
Yeah, versus Chad Gable.
That'd be crazy. That would be great.
If they could pull that off.
I mean, be a great match. Let's see what else we got going on.
Let's go EO.
So yeah, let's go ahead and talk about this craziness. I feel like WWE is overstretching this story. I get where they're going, and I'm not 100% against it. I just think that they're stretching out as much as they can from it. Obviously, we know where this is going with Bianca being the referee next week. We're getting a triple threat, which I've already sort of espoused my views on it. I'm not 100% against a triple threat. I just think EO could be used somewhere else that would be more beneficial for the overall picture of WWE. But I'll actually talk about that on Friday. Where do you think this is headed next week?
I don't know if like a Naomi or Jade kind of interferes in all this stuff, or Bianca just kind of like finally. I don't know if it's too early for her to like fully go heel and snap and right. attack both women.
Well, let's talk about that. Should we go ahead and turn Bianca with the foreign fans sort of not being pro Bianca? The problem with this is I don't think the foreign fans recognize that they're supposed to be booing Rhea because her character is sort of like the spoiled child who's getting her way. But instead, they're booing Bianca, which is great. Bianca should be the heel in the story.
Bianca's the one who keeps mushing EO.
Right. I know it's a little early before. Do you think EO, is there a chance EO retains at Mania? Because I think a lot of people assume that Bianca's leaving with the title.
I think either EO or Rhea leaves with the title. I think Bianca is the last one to leave with the title. Just because she has unfinished business to deal with on SmackDown. That just having the title will kind of like complicate stuff. Because especially if they do the whole like Bianca and Charlotte thing again, where they have to like trade the titles and that gets all stupid. So I don't want to drag Bianca away from SmackDown yet while she still has the unfinished business with Jay Cargill and Naomi. So I see EO or Rhea. I see them probably EO retaining. Because I'm not sure what to do with Rhea after that. But I think Roxanne gets called up to Raw officially.
Okay,
and I guess like an EO versus Roxanne kind of program going on, or maybe Rhea wins. We get Rhea versus Roxanne.
Okay,
maybe call some of the other women like a Jade Parker. Oh, actually, I think he's about to win the title.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't there like two title matches tonight on NXT?
Yeah,
Stephanie's defending both her titles.
Yep. Which would be interesting. Can't wait to see how that's going. I've escaped the spoiler so far. Let's see what else. Roman, Seth, and Punk it's a thing. I'm not sure if it should be a thing. I think Roman and Seth should be the story. Punk just sort of feels like the third wheel at this point, at least in my view.
Honestly, I feel like Seth is the third wheel.
Well, Punk's carrying the feud. That promo last night, I think, salvaged Friday night's promo or lack of promo. But yeah, I'm not quite certain what the story is here.
See, the thing is that yes, Seth has history with both people, and Seth has, like, you know, a big history, a lot of matches, like blood feuds with the two of them. But it'll be fine if Seth was facing either of them one on one,
right?
But him being involved in this three-way match, this triple threat match, where Roman, just everyone loves Roman, and CM Punk is truly outperforming Rollins on the mic. And just CM Punk, I mean, Rollins feels like he's left out. He's like the odd man out. And also, Rollins has lost all these matches.
Right.
Rollins when was has the last time Rollins? Lot.
Rollins has lost a lot in the last, like, 2 years. I just feel like, personally, this should have been either Roman Seth or Seth Punk. I would have led towards Seth versus Punk and then done like Drew versus Roman, because that was a feud at one point.
I mean, ideally, what it should have been, in my opinion, is fuck this whole Rock and Cena thing. You could have put off Cena winning a title. All right. Mm-hmm. I think you should have done Cena versus like Logan Paul or Cena versus for like the IC title or whatever. Probably Logan Paul. Haven't faced Logan Paul. Get that out the way. That's a marquee matchup. Cena versus a big name of Logan Paul. And then you put CM Punk versus Cody. Let those two could have cooked. And then you finally could put Roman and Seth to bed. You can put the story to bed. Everyone gets their one-on-one feuds.
But yeah,
100%. I think the Rock screwed everything up again this year.
Yeah. And yeah. Damien versus Drew is happening. I don't quite care about it, to be honest with you. We got Solo. Do you think we're still getting Solo Jacob as a singles feud, or are they going to be part of the U.S. title picture?
I've been watching enough SmackDown lately. I've been slacking on SmackDown.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've been watching spoilers and live chats. So I don't really know. Everything I got is coming out of these live streams that I've been watching.
See, at least Raw, I can watch live as it's going on.
Right.
SmackDown, and also I like going out on Fridays now. It's getting warmer. WWE's got to pick up the storytelling after Mania.
Yeah.
Because it's getting warmer. I'm going to want to go going out on Fridays. I'm going to want to go clubbing, go out like to restaurants and stuff. They better keep my attention coming up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the SmackDown side's hard to predict. It appears that the IC picture is going to be Braun, Penta, Dominic, and Finn. Dom and Finn, which will be interesting.
Maybe Kaiser and Butch?
I could see that. Yeah. I could see that. any final thoughts of the couple weeks leading up to Mania? What are you looking for? And then we'll head into the questions from Discord.
I'm looking forward to a lot of the non-world title pictures. I'm looking into. I'm looking forward to the IC picture. I'm looking forward to the tag team stuff. I'm looking forward to Io Rhea and Bianca. I mean, the dimensional threats could be cool, but like I find myself looking at a lot of the mid card stuff right now.
Yeah, I think that's where we all need to be focused on. That's where, because the main card is basically booked.
Yeah,
to Mania. So now we just got to fill in the rest. Let's do over the last few weeks. What do you think the best promo is so far? Who's been the best promo?
CM Punk's been having the best promos.
Yeah.
Second place, probably Cody. I think Cody's been looking strong against Cena. Who else has been up there? I think that's kind of it. Everyone else, I'm just like, you know, you're doing your thing or whatever, but
Right.
I think Punk and Cody are like. Also, Seth Rollins has been relying too much on his fucking woes for too long.
Yeah.
Cut a good promo. Well, yeah. Like we know you can.
Yeah. Was there a best match that you've had over the last like couple Monday nights that could have been like main event? Like I think Axiom Gunther on SmackDown. What was it? 2 weeks ago?
I missed that match.
That's a PLE worthy match. It was good.
I heard it was good. I missed it. Grande Americano and Dragon Lee was pretty good.
Yes, sir.
Bron Breakker and Penta was good before stuff, before shit hit the fan. Who was it? Finn Balor versus Bron Breakker was a good match.
I mean, Rhea Io, the title match was decent.
Mm.
With that surprise finish at the end. I think we both can agree, underwhelming performance the last few weeks has been Seth Rollins. It's just not hitting the same for me. Granted, I'm not the biggest Seth Rollins fan, because especially with the foreign crowd, because these damn woes don't ever end during their segment. It's not really MVP of the week, but since March 1st at Elimination Chamber, who do you have as your MVP so far for this month?
Oh, MVP of the month?
Yeah.
The problem is that Chad Gables did such a good job, but there was a couple weeks
right.
AFK, he was gone for a couple weeks. The New Day, that was more of like a last month thing. Cody, I'm still digging Cody. I guess CM Punk, he's been the most consistent promo-wise. I still get excited when his music goes off.
Right.
I love hearing him talk. I gotta go Punk.
Okay. I like that pick as well. All right. Let's go to the questions at the Discord. We're going to start with the two from B-Master. And we'll start with probably the easiest one to answer. Who will win LFG? And I'm going to answer first with I don't know, and I really don't care. I stopped watching that show after week two because I have no interest watching a wrestling show that has zero storyline to it.
I mean, I haven't got a chance to watch it live yet because it airs on Sundays. Like, right. If it airs like on a weeknight, I'd probably be able to catch it. But like Sundays, I just don't think about watching it.
Right.
And I saw that it's on Amazon Prime Video or whatever. But you have to buy each episode individually.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, it's not like out to watch yet. So maybe when the season's over, I can watch all of a part of Amazon. But we're going to have to buy it.
I'm just not a... Maybe if A&E was... Because I don't get the channel, so I have to watch it on the app. But I have to pay to watch it because it's locked. So I don't care about the show, to be honest with you. I just... 90% of the wrestlers are already on Evolve that are on the show. So
I do like the guy who Bully Ray doesn't really like, who's on. I like that guy.
The little cocky heel guy.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, he got hurt, so he actually got replaced in the show.
He did?
But yeah. I mean, I've been keeping up with like clips of it.
I saw that muscular kind of ugly girl. The one who did the track or whatever. Whatever she did.
She did Great Khali's finisher.
Yeah. It looked pretty vicious.
Yeah. She's going to have a hard career, though, because she's going to be Great Khali, basically.
Yeah. I mean, especially if she does that.
Yeah.
Well, also, I don't know. It's just her look. I mean, she can't really help it, but she's going to, like, I don't know. Like, some people still find, like, Nia Jax or Piper, or Piper Niven attractive. I just don't see many people find her attractive.
She can't help it. It is what it is. Her
face shape is just, and also she's like her build. She got a weird build too, like body build.
Yeah. All right, so we'll move to, I think it's B-Master's other question. Do you think Liv and Raquel will be long-term tag team champions? If not, who will dethrone them?
Yeah, I think we're champions for a while until they figure out what to do.
Yeah.
Someone I can see like taking off of them might be Lash and Jackson, but I feel like they've kind of been taking a back seat. Maybe Sol Ruka and Zarya.
That's where I was headed. I think this could be stand and deliver ready. Where I think Triple H will utilize the whole weekend as basically one giant event. And so Liv and Raquel can go down to NXT for a couple weeks, tell a story, have that tag division or the tag belts go down to NXT where you can actually build a division around all the women you have down there. Because there's not enough on the main roster. All right. So the last two questions, Witters over here got us doing hardcore work over here. So the first part is go through the Raw and SmackDown women's roster and create the visions on who should be fighting for all the titles. So let's work through this. Who should be fighting against Chelsea Green in the U.S. Championship?
It should be Chelsea, Mia Yim, Zelina, B-Fab. What's that? So that's Chelsea. That's what? So B-Fab, Zelina, Mia Yim. So what, four challengers? It'd be Chelsea and the four challengers?
He did champion and five challengers.
Oh, I'm not sure they got enough wrestlers over there.
Right.
Piper Niven. And, I don't know, Shotzi Blackheart.
Yeah, so I have Chelsea as champion. I have Alba Fire, B-Fab, Naomi, Zelina, and Candice LeRae. All right, who should be going challenging Tiffany for her title?
Charlotte, Naomi, Jade Cargill. Is that the rest of the roster? Nia. Also, put Candice in the United States title picture.
Right.
Yeah, so Charlotte, Nia, Naomi, Jay Cargill, and Bailey. No, Bailey's on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Bianca.
Yeah, I got Bianca, Meechan, Charlotte, Jade, and Alexa.
Oh, look at what's on there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to remember. She ain't been on TV since Royal Rumble, so. All right, moving over to Raw, who should be fighting Lyra for her title?
Lyra's title? Ivy Nile, Maxine, Dakota, Roxanne, what she gets called, not Roxanne, Raquel.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it. Natalia?
Yeah, I got the first four, and then I put Kiana James whenever she comes back. If she comes back. Right. And then the World Championship.
Io, Rhea, Liv, Roxanne. Io, Rhea, Liv, Roxanne. So, Rhea, Roxanne, Liv. Who's on the roster? I don't know who's on the roster.
I got Bailey and Becky.
Oh, Bailey.
And Becky, whenever she decides to come back.
Yeah, but call some of these NXT women, bro. Come on.
Yeah, 100%. There's way too many of them down there that aren't being used. All right, and then the final question is our serial gauntlet match.
And it was just the women's titles? He won the men's?
Yeah, he just did the women's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, so the men's a little more straightforward.
Uh-huh, 100%. All right, so let's jump into this. So as gauntlet matches go, we start with two, the winners, and we know how this works. So first matchup, Applejacks versus Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms.
100%. 100% Lucky Charms. So Lucky Charms then gets the opponent.
Yo, don't sleep on Applejacks. So Applejacks is fire.
It is.
But Lucky Charms.
But Lucky Charms is better. Next opponent against Lucky Charms is Waffle Crisp.
Lucky Charms.
Yeah, I've never even heard of this hero, to be honest with you. So we got to go with the Lucky Charms. So Lucky Charms versus Coco Puffs. This one tough.
Lucky Charms or Coco Puffs? Maybe Lucky Charms still.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll agree with that. Lucky Charms versus Cheerios.
Lucky Charms.
So here's where I have to ask a question. I'm assuming we're going regular Cheerios. If that's the case, which that's what we'll say, then yes, Lucky Charms wins. However, Cheerios got this like Cheerios like oat and grain something. It's new, and it's like honey flavored. This shit is fucking delicious.
You mean honey nut Cheerios?
No.
You want to a honey nut?
Hey, no Diddy. But yeah, we'll move forward with Lucky Charms. Lucky Charms versus Oreo O's. I ain't had this shit in forever.
I've had it all.
I'm going Lucky Charms, so.
I never had Oreo O's.
It's just Oreo cookies, basically.
Lucky Charms. Kinda.
Lucky Charms versus Fruity Pebbles.
Lucky Charms.
Yeah. Lucky Charms versus Reese's Puffs.
Reese's Puffs.
100%. Reese's Puffs versus Captain Crunch.
Captain, well, what's called Captain Crunch?
So that's. I guess we can make the decision. He didn't put a flavor, and I hope it's not original because that shit's ass.
I personally love the peanut butter Captain Crunch.
Yes, that's the best. I'll vote with you on that one. Peanut butter Captain Crunch versus Reese's Puffs.
Peanut butter Captain Crunch.
100%. Peanut butter Captain Crunch versus Frosted Flakes.
People are cutting the crunch.
100%. Now we're at the final boss. The final matchup. Championship of all championships. Peanut butter Cap'n Crunch versus Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh. Mm. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
100%. This wasn't even fair that this was the last in the gauntlet. CTC for the win.
Which is the one that actually had like little pieces of cinnamon toast.
Oh. Was that Golden Grahams?
Maybe. There was one cereal that had like legit like little pieces of like cinnamon toast shape, like squares. It was like cinnamon toast bread. But I'm going cinnamon toast crunch.
Yeah, big time. All day, every day. All right, so we're going to start our first bracket battle competition here. We're doing theme music. So for copyright reasons.
Controversial in the Discord. Controversial on how you guys selected these.
First off, I don't give a fuck. It's my bracket. So that's how we're going to do it.
You said name your favorite theme songs. James names his favorites, and you tell him his shit is trash.
I can't help the fact that when I said name your favorite theme songs of all time, and you choose current AEW themes, that doesn't count.
I mean, you could have said like iconic or something. I mean, those are his favorites. He likes them.
Of all time should have been like the qualifier. Like you don't have any other theme songs of all time. But James isn't a theme song person anyway, so his opinion doesn't matter. But we're doing the first four matchups tonight. The first matchup, and I can't play the song for copyright reasons. I'm not getting copyright struck by WWE. We ain't playing with that. They can go take their Def Rebel piece of shit music that's not on these lists and go
cigarette the sun. Is Undisputed Era up here?
That's fire. They are not on there.
Or Adam Cole?
I have Adam Cole,
baby.
I have the his AEW song on there.
That's good, though.
Okay. All right, so first matchup, we have No Chance in Hell by Vince McMahon versus Voices, which is Randy Orton, which is a tough first-round matchup.
Give me No Chance in Hell.
Okay.
Because hot take, Voices is like Randy Orton's best theme song.
100% agree. I forgot the name of the other one, but...
Burning My Light.
That one was good. The next one, we have Bret Hart's Heart Attack.
Garbage.
Versus This Fire Burns by CM Punk. Or CM
This Fire Burns.
100%. That might even hot take be CM Punk's best song. We got Eddie Guerrero, Viva La Raza. Versus Shelton Benjamin, Ain't No Stopping Me.
Shelton Benjamin.
100% Shelton Benjamin.
I mean, I like Eddie, but like, I don't know. Like Shelton Benjamin, he had a fire-ass theme song.
All right, then we talk about controversial. We got Hulk Hogan, Real American, versus Gangrel, The Brood, The Brood's, you know, theme song.
I always thought the Brood shit was trash. I was
yeah, I don't understand what's so good about it, but Cody put it on his list, so it's on here.
I'll go Real American.
Cool. We're gonna put those polls up right after the show ends. We'll let Wavy D have his final. It's been a minute. What's the final word?
Hey, birthday Withers.
True. Happy birthday.
I got me a little shorty right now. Oh my gosh. So, peep this fucking bullshit here, okay? It's fucking tomfoolery. Fellas, we gotta stop the simping, bro. We gotta stop this fucking simping. So, I got a coworker, right? Homegirl, you know what I'm saying? 21 years old. Cool girl. But homegirl got very, quote-unquote, high standards. I don't know. Unrealistic standards. Some might call them. I don't know. But anyways, some guy who's like a mechanic or something, want to try to talk to her or whatever, said that she'll do he'll do her brakes for free. So homie's going to fix her brakes for free, right? That's not the worst of it. So he eventually got a date with her, which she was trying to cancel on. She didn't want to go on the date. She wasn't feeling it. But her friends made her go on the date. So she ended up going on a date. Mind you, she didn't want to drive because so he told her to pick a spot. Okay. And so she heard the spot that's in a part of Connecticut. Which is like 45 minutes away from her. From the other guy, I'm not sure how far it is. Maybe like 20, 30 minutes. I don't know. Decently far from both of them. Mind you, homegirl drives. But she said she didn't want to drive 45 minutes to go on a date to a restaurant that she picked. So guess what homie did? Guess what he did?
How far he drive?
Guess what? He didn't drive to pick her up. He Ubered her.
Oh, Jesus.
So he drove to the restaurant, you know what I'm saying, and he Ubered her to and from her house. To the restaurant, back to her house. He Ubered her both ways. That Uber cost over $100 each way. So he spent $200 on just Ubering her. Mm. So mind you, they get to the restaurant, right? You know, He tells her to get where she wants, yada. They go to some like fancy like Italian place. They also got sushi and stuff like that. I looked at the menu. Homegirl got the second most expensive sushi plate on the menu. came out to $135. Homie himself, I think, got like a Wagyu steak, like 180.
Damn.
And, you know, they got like two appetizers or whatever, some drinks. I guess she had like a couple of martinis. He had a bunch of drinks. I don't know. Apparently, they ordered like a second entree by accident. I don't know. But anyways, the two of them, two people. The date alone, not even the Ubers, the dinner date alone at the restaurant bill came out to like $540 for two people. So homie Ubered her there, paid another $540 for the dinner, Ubered her back home. Mind you, she didn't give him no hug goodbye. She got in the Uber, waved at him through the window. She gets home, right? Guess what he does? He cash apps her another $125. And like, I had a good time. Yeah, I can't see you again. Here's $135. I'm telling you.
Damn. He down bad.
Bro, I don't know where she finds these men, bro. It's not the first time stories like this happen. Not the first time. But I don't know where she finds these men. Homie did her break is doing her breaks for free, Ubered her to and from the restaurant, paid the $540 bill, and started another $135 on top of that. Homie already spent like almost a rack on this girl, hadn't even get a hug.
Damn, that's crazy.
So fellas out there, stop the simping, bro.
Stop the simping.
Stop the simping.
Damn. All right. Well, don't forget to go vote in the poll for our best theme. And until the next episode, thank y'all for watching, and we will see you on the next episode of the Slap of Meat Wrestling Podcast.
So hit that subscribe, come along for the ride. AEWWE, we're always on side. From fantasy booking to baddies that slay, Slap of Meat Wrestling every Tuesday.